And this is Weekend Ozarks at Large for the final Sunday of October. In about 4.5 minutes on our program, Solar Solutions Incorporated this week got a big cash award from the Department of Energy. We'll have our story that aired on Daily Ozarks at Large in just a few minutes. First, though, other news from the past week, as compiled by Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis for his regular Week in Review.
Governor Mike Beebe on Monday signed bills into law that were passed during last weekend's special session of the Arkansas Legislature. The bills are aimed at partially reducing a rise in public school employee insurance premiums. The session was called to address both short and long-term fixes, but some of the reforms have yet to be crafted. Ongoing funding to mitigate premium increases will in part come from school faculty and teacher development funds. But Governor Beebe says that's just one part of a more permanent fix.
Second part of the long-term solution is a systemic change, which we never thought you could do in 3 days. It was always contemplated that that was going to take some in-depth study, some testimony, and you couldn't do that in 3 days. That's going to take a year, or at least several months.
The governor says it's too soon to tell if efforts to fix the program will turn around enrollment trends.
In terms of getting more participation, I think you're going to have to wait until we see what the task force comes up with in terms of systemic changes before we know whether or not we'll be able to get increased participation. I think you'll have to see what the plans end up being.
A 14-member task force made of legislators, state employees, and teachers have until the end of June to come up with a plan. Legislation creating the task force stipulates one part of the fix must be the inclusion of deductibles and for the Employee Benefits Division Board to be reformed with new appointees. Also this week, the Ozark campus of Arkansas Tech University received full approval for its Associate Degree in Nursing program from the Arkansas State Board of Nursing. Full approval is the final step in a three-phase approval process for nursing programs. The school received prerequisite approval in 2011, and in January 2012, the Nursing Board gave the school initial approval for the Registered Nursing Program. Teresa Fontaine, Program Chair for the Registered Nursing Program at ATU Ozark, says that the first class of students started last fall and graduated in spring of this year.
What full approval means is that the State Board of Nursing came back and looked at that first cohort of students and said that we had satisfied all of the requirements that they wanted us to have. We had all of the facilities in place for our students to do clinicals at. We had good pass rates on our students that took the NCLEX, which is the national board certification that they all have to take when they complete a program. And so it just basically is the gold star saying that we met all of the requirements.
The full approval means that the college can continue offering its registered nursing program, which is subject to review by the nursing board every 5 years. Bentonville City Council this week approved plans for the city's $16 million community center. The 80,000-square-foot facility will include an aquatic center, fitness center, gymnasium, community rooms, and more. Construction will take about 18 months, and the groundbreaking is set for 10:30 a.m. on November 12th. David Wright, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, says that the community center project has been developed over the past 4 years, and he says that during that time, the project's design has been shaped in part by public input.
Our job over the last several years has been really twofold. One, we have to make sure that we're building a building that we can afford. So I've worked very closely with a construction management team, and we have analyzed every single amenity that is in this building. That goes from everything from the water faucets to the equipment in the basketball gymnasium. So literally, we haven't left anything unturned in looking at the design of the project and making sure that we're using our money the best way. And then the other side of that is that we had to save the money to do it.
To cover the majority share of the project's cost, Wright says that the city took excess revenue and unused money at the end of the city's budget years, but a sizable portion of project funding came from outside sources, including $1 million from the Bentonville School District as part of the joint use agreement for the center's pool facilities, $1 million from the CARE Foundation, and $2 million from the Walton Family Foundation. From the Harold and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.